Man's Inability to Save Himself, March 13. Man's Fall and Redemption. Knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law, but by the faith of Jesus Christ, even we have believed in Jesus Christ, that we might be justified by the faith of Christ, and not by the works of the law, for by the works of the law shall no flesh be justified. Another compact, called in Scripture the Old Covenant, was formed between God and Israel at Sinai, and was then ratified by the blood of a sacrifice. God gave them, Israel, His law, with the promise of great blessings on condition of obedience: if ye will obey my voice indeed, and keep my covenant, then ye shall be unto me a kingdom of priests, and an holy nation. The people did not realize the sinfulness of their own hearts, and that without Christ it was impossible for them to keep God's law, and they readily entered into covenant with God. Feeling that they were able to establish their own righteousness, they declared, "All that the Lord hath said will we do, and be obedient." They had witnessed the proclamation of the law in awful majesty, and had trembled with terror before the mount, and yet only a few weeks passed before they broke their covenant with God, and bowed down to worship a graven image. They could not hope for the favor of God through a covenant which they had broken, and now, seeing their sinfulness and their need of pardon, they were brought to feel their need of the Savior revealed in the Abrahamic covenant, and shadowed forth in the sacrificial offerings. The terms of the Old Covenant were, "Obey and live; if a man do, he shall even live in them, but cursed be he that confirmeth not all the words of this law to do them." The New Covenant was established upon better promises: the promise of forgiveness of sins, and of the grace of God to renew the heart, and bring it into harmony with the principles of God's law. The only means of salvation is provided under the Abrahamic covenant.